China's economy has now been slowing for six consecutive quarters. So this started early last year when the government deliberately put in place policies to slow the economy, which had been growing very, very fast. Now, on top of that has come the global slowdown, mainly related to the euro crisis. And that has slowed down the economy somewhat more than expected and somewhat more than the authorities had themselves probably intended. So earlier this year, they switched gears somewhat and have started to support the economy moderately again. So we are seeing growth in China slowing down moderately to a pace of around 8% this year.
Many economies would be over the moon to be boasting a growth rate of 8%. Is this good news for China? Is it too high, too low? What's your judgment on it?
We believe that growth at around that pace of 7 to 8% a year going forward is sustainable for China and is very well doable and is also what the government has set itself as a goal in their own five-year plan, which was put in place last year. Now, that being said, in order to achieve that pace of growth over the medium term for many more years, China will have to change its growth model somewhat, which over the past few years has relied very much on very high rates of investment in China. So investment has been very strong, capacity has been built, and this cannot continue forever. So there has to be, over the next few years, a smooth handover from investment to domestic consumption as the main source of growth in China.
Okay, so let's go back to your recommendation that China needs to boost its domestic sources of growth. When you say that, what sort of things are you thinking about? What are we talking about in detail for the ordinary Chinese person?
Savings in China are extremely high compared to international levels. Generally, one tends to spend about 70 to 80% of the income, and then you save 20, 30% to either put it aside for a rainy day or to invest into the future productive capacity. China saves over 50% of its income. People need to spend more on goods of everyday life, consumer goods, but also maybe on better healthcare, on housing, furnishing their housing. It's domestic consumption that really will need to provide more of an engine of demand in China going forward.
Now, the reason why so many people are interested in the Chinese economy is because the performance of the world's second largest economy has a huge impact on the region and on the rest of the world. China is a great consumer of commodity goods. With it slowing, what's going to be the impact on the price of commodity goods?
We have studied this particularly for this round of our consultation very carefully. What's the impact of Chinese investment in general and Chinese housing investment in particular on the global economy? What are the spillovers to the rest of the world? And here China has now become so large that whatever happens in Chinese investment is profoundly important, as you said, for commodity exporters, but also for investment goods producers, like, for example, Germany. We find that a very sharp slowdown in investment in China would have a fairly significant impact on growth and exports of goods from Germany into China.
Have you actually put a number on this?
Yes, we have estimated that in an exercise. So there are three groups of countries. One are the sort of surrounding neighbors around China, which are very well integrated in what we call the Chinese supply chain. Those are the products that are produced in a chain of production with various countries producing inputs and then they're being assembled in China and then exported somewhere else. Yeah. Then we have a second group of countries which are the commodity exporters, which, as you said, because of the demand from China for commodities globally, when demand in China drops, commodity prices and commodity exports from those countries drop. And then we have a third group of countries which produce high-quality exports of investment goods because China currently is relying so heavily on investment. A sharp drop in investment, as I said, would have a very significant impact on exporters of investment goods. And even for large economies like Japan or Germany, for example, a 1 percentage point decline in investment in China would have an impact of about 0.1% in Germany and Japan, which is not trivial, which is significant given the size of these economies.